Yeah. But there's like several rooms right where you're staying because you're in the guest quarters. And so, as she's settling in, where's everybody wanting to be during liftoff?
We want to be looking in the casket first of all. So that was
yes.
I thought you guys had forgotten about that.
No.
I just, I'm watching her.
Isn't he dead already? Doesn't matter with his sister.
Do you have a lock on her door?
So.
Do you guys let random passengers roam freely through your ship?
Yeah.
Yeah, just slide doors.
Let's go look at the crate.
Okay, so TJ is in the guest quarters with the lady. Uh-huh. Everybody else is looking into the
box.
This
is where the food is.
Mm-hmm. All right, inside of the crate is a athletic, well-built man in his early 30s. You're not sure, you're not doctors, as far as I know, unless one of you wants to make
sure. Yeah, I'm a doctor. Oh, I said that already.
Ah, well, you may
I've
have.
I've got a doctor's kit with me from the, prep piece kit.
At a glance, your guess is dead. But go ahead and give me a medical exam, and I'll give you more information than dead.
Turn your head to the left and cough.
Yeah, he is clothed, though, so.
Triple ones.
Okay, he was stabbed with great force by something very sharp that, quote, ran him through in the chest area. You're going to guess probably with more body strength than most women, unless they're on the former East German swim team, have.
Strong like ball.
Yeah, strong.
I'm going to guess it's a swordfish jumping out of the water and impaling.
That could be. That could be. Yeah, that kind of shit happens all the time.
Waterworld.
Yep.
Medium brown hair, brown eyes. Torso has several old but healed scars. His knuckles have extra calluses on them and stuff. As a doctor with triple one, you're guessing this guy knew how to fight. He's wearing, quote, casual snappy type clothing. Like, think Izod, not Armani.
Get a picture of his face so that we can look over the cortex while we're going.
Yes.
Do you have anything to actually take pictures with?
Any device that is handheld and moves around in this in this sci-fi universe.
Yeah, I didn't know if you had anything. I'm sure you can get the engineer to fucking whip something up or an extra long cord into something. Okay. But yeah, no problem. You get a picture of him.
Is there anything else?
Yeah, when you'd open the box, ominous white smoke did roll out. But, you know.
That's normal.
Anything.
Sure, in that time frame, they have those everywhere now.
What was that? Other than that, no.
Does he have something in, on him?
I would give you a card if we had him, but no, it appears that he has no pocket trash on him. I mean, you haven't done the huge search, I gotta check out your groin area type search, because that's where they always hide shit.
He's probably just in a little tiny, track type suit, too.
No, he's in, slacks and.
Cryo, it'd be clean.
No, it should be. But it's not. It looks somebody dumped him in here still wearing his fucking shoes and clothes and stuff.
If we look at the depth of the box from the inside and the outside, is there a false bottom?
Well, there very well could be, but according to Jameis, with his earlier, three wide roll on the cryo thing, that it's all filled with cryo shit. This is a cryo box. It's a pretty standard one, actually. So, there could be, but, he's thinking no.
We've had white smoke.
I mean, if you didn't know it was a cryo box, there would be all kinds of possibilities, but no. He's as certain as he can be without completely disassembling it that this is a cryo box. Although, why putting a dead guy in a cryo box is anybody's guess. Not normal procedure. Unless it's like TJ said, keep him alive.
If you got a bounty on the guy, you want to keep him fresh so you can have the body delivered to the guy who just wants to see his face.
Possible also.
He's got a hole in his chest, is it?
Yeah.
Can I see further in to his cavities?
Not without
without moving him around. Okay.
Not without moving him around, getting him on an operating table, sticking the without doing a forensic autopsy. No.
Picture this bowl of soup in the case. Powers off. That happened in transit. It's like
so nasty. So yeah, there is a dead guy in here.
Scary.
Yeah, weird.
It's a monster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finally. So
you sound excited, Captain.
Good.
So let's somebody will always look at this crate, please. And some other guy, please go research this.
And over here is the bathroom.
Ooh. Were you wanting to close it back up? More ominous white smoke still coming. Okay. No problem. It makes cool sci-fi noises. Etc. It makes a lot of unnecessarily solid noises, which people actually had to engineer into the design so it would sound better.
Mm.
Sounds reassuring. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. What are you guys doing now?
Before liftoff.
You can't tell when because you're trying to distract her, and if you go up there, she's just going to follow you or something horrible.
I'll bring her with.
Oh, okay.
They're like, and this is a cargo hold.
No problem. They're all standing there, like, near the coffin, not touching it, talking to each other, and then they all look at you.
Hey, and in this way, I wait until they're like, I give them more time to close it the fuck back up.
Oh, no, it's closing everything. Oh. They're just standing there talking.
No, that's fine. I walk up, and this is the cargo hold. Hey, everybody!
She looks around like, oh.
You know, it's probably a good idea if our engineer, are you any good at an engineer, or did you just, like, graduate?
Excellent.
Why don't you try to figure out a way to hook an extra power source into this in case there's a failure? That way it can stay cooling.
We did discuss that. One of the options is just to kick it out into the vacuum of space and tow it along behind where it's nice and cold.
That will be awesome. What's the plan for re-entry?
Pull it back inside before we enter the atmosphere.
Whoosh!
Wow. That makes life a lot
better. Yeah, that's like plan Z. Awesome.
Yeah, right.
We can look at that once we've taken off and actually done navigational things.
Engineer, you want to find a backup way to get this thing power?
Do we want to take off first? Because it'll take a little bit of time.
A failsafe? Yeah, well, we can take off first. I mean,
I'm anxious to be away now.
Let's go!
Okay, let's go.
And chain the shit out of that thing. Chain the shit out of
it. Oh, they don't own chains, but they do have a net that can go right
over. I thought we did get chains. I thought that was part of the point of the, I want to say inlets, but the eyelets and the floor that we
I don't remember any heavy chains and stuff, but you do have ropes and stuff, bungee cords.
We tie with ropes and think about chains.
You put enough ropes and stuff on there where if the guy is part of the living dead, as you're beginning to suspect, then he would have a rough time getting out of there.
Which of us had the room that was black box and had all the dildos in it? Maybe that has chains.
Little thing.
The lady's like, perhaps you should show me back to my quarters for takeoff.
Right this way. Remember when I suggested you probably want to stay around me? I'm new.
The exit stage right.
Okay, so who will watch the box now?
I'll watch the box now.
Okay. let's Caleb and others. Okay, let's go start the ship and I will
go and press the button which says launch. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So Caleb and Yana go up to the cockpit then to do the launch and stuff, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And JJ stands there waiting for the undead to rise,
mm-hmm.
and you distract the widow.
15000. I hang out with her.
Okay. So, right, Barney gets the ship started. It still always takes two attempts to start the ship. Yeah, that's totally what happens. Talking about the lady getting fucking nervous. And, but eventually it takes off. And as, you guys are starting to lift off, another ship comes in, like, boom, got that spot. Yeah, you know, that kind of thing, because that always happens in a really busy port like this, because people are dicks. However, as you're lifting a little higher off, two heavily muscular guys come running up and jabber to one of the guys that was parking the next thing over, who then points at your ship, and one of the big guys pulls out the equivalent of a cell phone as they both run off in the same direction as each other.
You know how long we wasted time getting flickering? If they came this late, screw them. They're probably determined to fail. Screw them.
Somebody want to open a window and take a shot out of it.
So, there you go. And you guys are away, and Barney says, shall I pick a random planet today, boss?
No.
Oh, Air Force, here's where you're going.
Yes, sir. All right, and he's setting off.
And I assume we're hard burning?
Yes.
No problem. You guys are hard burning?
Don't worry. Everything is all right.
Barney's looking around. He's like, it's the warning sensors. Everything is all right. We're being followed, sir, ma'am. Ma'am, sir. Sir, ma'am.
We will get to visit. All right.
What's that?
Everything is all right.
Did you say everything was all right, Captain?
Yes, for now, but soon it will not be.
He says, there's a blip following us, Captain. He points at his really cheap level one detection equipment, and it says, warning, do not strike this blip with your ship.
Oh, shit. Okay,
perfectly normal. This is a very busy spaceport.
Oh, no, you're not even there with them.
Never look at it.
Both Caleb and, Manny, was it Manny? I don't know.
Are good. Manny, he died. Manny?
No, the girl. Manny? Right.
Maddie,
right, Manny. Thank you. With the D, yes, she's mad, that's right. Maddie and, absolutely mad. Maddie and Caleb, please give me astro-navigation type roles know something. This is for knowledge.
I don't have
any. I will also accept higher math of some sort.
Two eights!
Holy mother of God.
Would physics work?
Physics would work. I would accept physics.
Are we dead?
Okay. Not yet.
Nice! If we can combine knowledge, then we got 4 8s.
Okay, yeah. With 4 8s, you guys, after consulting with each other, and Barney, who smiles and nods at pretty much anything you say, you believe that, ironically, the other ship is ever so slightly just a teeny bit slower than you while you're hard burning. So, if you continue hard burning all the way to the Rubicon, you will be there about 5 hours ahead of them.
Good.
They're almost matched, but your ship's just got a little edge that comes from love.
Okay.
Or extreme apathy. I'm not sure which, but
so, the wailing souls of the damned.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're ferrying souls of the damned and the undead right now.
Mm-hmm. I go and inform JJ that somebody is following us.
Just JJ facing, watching himself
towards. I just pictured him shooting the cryo unit and walking it back, shooting her, throwing them both out. I don't fuck your time. We don't have them.
I'm just gonna kick it out. Yeah.
You know, the other ship, by the way, is not even in visual sight in space terms. It's right close, but in like actual meters or whatever, it's too far away to see. But in space terms, it's on top of you.
Do you think that we should consult, say it to the woman that somebody is following us, because she probably knew who they are and can, like, say what to do.
Who are you talking to at this point? Are you down in the cargo bay with me still, or are you talking to... Because I'm guessing we're going to be split up.
Or you can talk to Barney.
We could talk over the comms so that she could overhear our conversation anyway.
I don't want to talk to through the comms. I'm with you, and I thought that Caleb went with me.
Okay.
I love that.
Look alert. Around, see what's up with him in the cargo bay.
Oh, okay.
That's a red alert.
But if she tells us, then we'll know.
Yes.
We might as well tell her. Go and startle.
Whereas if she doesn't tell us, then we won't know. We won't have to act on whatever that information is.
Hey,
we're just getting out to the other.
If we heard her voice, maybe we heard also the people that are following us, like the male who said, if I can't have it, nobody can have it, or something like that.
I'm guessing that was Black Bolt. We're talking about the ship.
Okay.
I might be entirely wrong on that.
That's true.
Well, if they wanted to talk to us, they could talk to us. They're close enough.
So that means that they don't want to talk to us. That's bad.
They may just be going to Rubicon. Or they may be going in that general direction. Yeah, that's a big... They could be going to Bernadette, which is exactly on that line.
I think I will go to talk to the woman.
Oh, Lanjun? Loyal?
Okay.
So
I go talk to the woman.
Maddie goes to the ladies' room. There's her door. I think your strange new bargainer guy who's shorter than you are is standing in the hallway, ready to stalk the woman, I think.
I would be sitting in the hallway with like my feet against the other side doing something.
Stalking.
A door would have to open. Like, her door would open, my feet would fall in the door, or I'd fall in the room backwards. I'll know if the door opens.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I look up. Captain, how's it going?
Hi. Somebody is following us.
Have you tried to shake and bake?
I don't know what you mean.
Have you tried to throw them off? Have you stopped your speed to see what they do?
No, because if we stop then they will catch us. Now we are a little bit faster than them.
Right.
And I think that's good. So I don't want to stop, but I thought that I would talk to the woman about them. Maybe she knows something.
I stand up. I knock on the door.
Come in.
I open the door and wave in the captain.
I go in.
I close the door behind me while standing in the room.
All right. She says, yes. She's still veiled. And such. Although she's taken off one of her gloves.
Okay, maybe you will not talk to me, as is your custom, but I just figured that I'd try. It looks like some ship is following us.
She puts one hand up in the direction of her mouth. Like,
two, a pair, fives, gee. Empathy.
Women don't. Nobody does that when they're startled. That's an acting thing.
Yeah, she expected that shit.
Yeah. That comes as a complete surprise to me. Jesus.
Okay.
Well,
who do you think they are?
Lost tourists.
Well, we should probably go with our standard safety protocol. And dump anything we've picked up at the last port for our own protection.
Oh, that's true.
She just, I look at her with this look of, like, I'm sorry. Want a bullshit roll on that?
Ah. Sure.
Cargo meaning her and the boss. Per tens.
She grabs you and says, no, no, you mustn't throw me off the boat.
We've got no reason to keep you aboard and all the reason to get rid of you at this point.
I don't know who it is or why.
People don't follow us. We carry garbage and trees around. Have you smelled it back there? Garbage and trees, lady. It's not the pirate booty score of the century.
Cuts to JJ, and it shows him, like, with those little fucking hanging Christmas tree things surrounding him. God damn, it stinks in here.
Oh. Look at her go.
By the way, I'll start working on a spear power of you to pick up things for
what? The okay. Crate. Why aren't you telling us what's going on? It's obvious something's happening to you, no. And apparently you didn't learn the second time. Look at where her eyes would be.
She thinks that over for a bit, like,
huh? Are we gonna have to potentially register?
No. Missed.
One, two.
He's holding up fists while saying that.
Don't do that.
No, I'm not gonna hit her, but apparently somebody did.
I know.
She says, look,
so,
you said you're faster than them. You can lose them.
Yeah, it's easier to lose you.
Yes, but if you lose me, then you won't make your 15,000. And that's all I am to you, isn't it? Just a price
tag. 15,000, lady. We live in harsh times. There's someone following us. I don't want to lose me. That big 10. That's my value, lady.
10 credits?
It was a while ago. I've gone up recently in the last couple days. Wow, have I gone up.
Just make the ship go faster.
We can't make the ship go fast. We can make it lighter. What's going on, lady? You need to tell us. We're the good guys.
She has doubts about this. She remembers all JJ's threats. And she shows him, go, bitch, 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 and like all these different cuts of it. And she goes, I'm not sure I believe you.
Me, I'm the good guy. You can trust.
It shows the cut of you going, we've got to abandon all the cargo. She's like, I don't know if I believe you.
She's like, lady.
Look, I don't know who it is.
Who could possibly be wanting to chase the lady with a dead guy with a hole in his chest?
If you have a problem, you can talk to me. If you tell the truth, we can work together and find some solution.
It's obvious you're lying.
I
believe. Obvious. Painfully obvious.
She hangs her head. I believe it's business associates of my husband, perhaps. I don't know.
That's vague.
What business was your husband in?
Well, I was never for sure, but I suspected. I think he was an assassin.
Hmm. So he will have lots of friends.
No, usually assassins travel by themselves, I think.
Usually people don't spend fuel money to fly after dead assassins.
I don't know why they're after us.
Well, you guys do remember that this will be around about just over 2 weeks.
You're full of shit.
No, I'm not.
Hey, Captain?
Yeah?
Could you step out for a moment?
my other eye! My nose!
No. She's lying to you.
No, I'm
horribly
just
lying to you.
I know
she's lying to me.
I'm in grief.
That's no reason to use pilot.
We should tell the pilot to start slowing down.
No, you mustn't.
But why? Why mustn't we?
Because they may destroy us all.
They who?
Whoever they are. They know who they are.
You know who they are.
Not sure. Yes.
Who punched you in the eyes?
If I tell you that, will you just fly faster?
I might just shoot you, but we're not sure where we're going with this conversation yet.
Then I don't want to say.
You need to tell
us. Hey, calm
he's
down.
He's going to hurt. She's now using, she's trying to hide behind Madeline. Protect me.
Lady, stop talking to me.
This is all yours. I open the door, step out, and I tap on the, like, are there windows?
No.
There's no windows, just solid.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Otherwise, you could have a nice view of
I tap on the door with my gun. Tink, tink. I'm right out here if you need me.
Good.
After he's gone and the door is closed, she sinks onto the bed like, oh my god, I'm so exhausted, she says.
I sit next to her in some comforting, calming way.
She leans on you.
Okay. So, will you talk to me?
Don't know what I can tell you. These men that you're with, they seem so very, very violent. I don't know if I can trust them.
I understand how you can get the impression, but in the core, they are pretty good. Some of them, yes. Well,
outside you hear a cylinder spinning and a gun. Just so you know what he's
doing. Not a cylinder.
Oh, sorry. Oh, no, he's playing. You hear him playing with his gun outside the door. And she's like,
"But
I just need to lay down for a while. Can't we talk to
Mel?" No. Hey, now you are here with me. You have a chance to talk to me, to say me what Listen is roll. Your problem, to be truthful.
Listen, roll.
Okay?
All right.
And it might be one of the last chances.
Ah, bullshit! She's a lying whore!
You hear this through the door. She's like, I can't talk with that kind of thing going on. She puts the back of her hand against her forehead. It's just, they're so mean.
I'll clean out the air vac.
Shut up!
they're too mean to me. We can't even be alone and talk.
Hey, lady, you must understand that we know that you are lying.
He's still outside, I can hear him.
Yeah, he is outside and he can be inside if you don't talk to me.
You wouldn't.
I start fiddling around with the like knob or whatever they have.
Try me.
Look, I don't know what I can tell you and what I can't. All I know is that I've got to get my husband's body to a friend of mine. He's waiting for me, waiting on Rubicon. And then I'll be able to pay you the money and you won't have to worry about me anymore.
Okay, but why?
Because I'll have paid and once I pay, then you won't care anymore.
Yes, but why do you need to bring him to her? Why does she... Or he gives you the money.
We've been friends for a long time. I've known him for years. He's a very dear
friend. So you are selling your dead husband to your dear friend?
No.
So?
No, but he has money. He's a doctor.
Okay, so you are going to sell your husband to your lover.
If that's what it takes to pay you, do you care?
I care because I don't.
Ah, she's full of shit!
Shut up! Go away!
She just puts her head in her hands like, oh my god!
I don't know what to expect. There are some ship witches after us, after you, obviously, but now we are associates of you, so we can get into trouble and I must take care of the crew because I'm the captain now. So, that's why I care. And if you are in such a trouble and such a distress, I think you could use some help too.
Yes, I can. All we have to do is just get him there. Get him there ahead of the pursuit. And then, we'll be able to, I'll have more might and I know what to do with. I'm sure of it. And you will too. I'll make sure that I see you right.
So, my guess is that your husband has some medical thing in him. Some
empathy to knives. She's sincere.
I'd have to minus more dice off. You have a fucking door
that you're listening to. All right. How much?
There, two.
Two eights.
What were you saying, Yana?
I was saying that my guess is that your husband has some medical thing in him. Some, like, scientific army stuff. And that's what the doctor we are going to is paying for.
I can see why you're the captain.
I'm gonna get something to eat. Are you too hungry?
I want to do empathy on her when I said that. Can I?
Sure.
Two fives.
She's impressed with you. And you can hear somebody panting outside the door, and it sounds like he's licking the door.
No. Why?
You don't know why. Man,
just like that. I'm just going to get food from the galley. Yar.
Start saying bye and try get the lady to console me for a moment.
She pats your hand and holds you close and goes, there, let it all out.
We understand each other.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It shows the guy coming back with the food and you're like, we understand each other. And he sees both of you just for a flash in lingerie pillow fighting and he's like, oh.
So I guess you won't tell me anything more, right?
I don't really know anything else.
Well, okay. I go out of there.
Give me an agility roll, TJ.
Two fives.
Excellent. You are slicker than shit. It's like she comes out and you just kind of do a twist. Jill's a big tray avoiding the door and stuff.
Nice. Glass of water. I try to
grab him.
Water drink. Woo!
He seems to like it.
Thank you, Captain.
Not in that way.
Would you like something to eat as well, Captain?
He's got a big tray of food and stuff.
I try to be a little bit threatening.
I've heard about your father. I can't do that, Captain. I'm a frail man.
Shut up, you.
And some dog comes into the room and, like, it's like, you ever see the RCA ads, that dog in there?
What the fuck?
He comes and sits down on his, with his front leg straight and sits on his butt and just looks at
him. I chuck a little piece of food down the hall.
It goes after it.
Close the door. Apparently, they have rodents on the ship. I'm sorry about that.
Hey, you. Just next time, don't yell when I'm trying to talk and connect with somebody.
I apologize for that, Captain, as I'm, like, opening the door to leave her room after dropping
the food
off.
There's a fucking... The dog's turned into a cat. And it's sitting there looking at you.
I ignore that.
Okay.
Fruit for the dog, not the cat. So, I apologize for, you know, yelling like that as the door's closing, but she was lying over.
I know that she was lying.
It's true. She might not be a whore. But she does have black eyes.
We don't know.
This is true.
Hers aren't that bad.
So. Are you guys leaving her room area as you're talking about her being a lying whore? Nice.
Okay. So will you stay here to watch her or what?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I assume just the position.
Please don't shoot her.
Don't shoot her? Oh, yeah, yeah, I won't shoot her.
Torture. Not torture.
Dog shit on her? What? Don't shoot her. Got it.
Good. I go to the rest of the crew and tell them what I find out, which is pretty much nothing but something. Some little bits.
You want me to torture a captain?
No!
I guarantee she'll tell us.
Why everybody wants to torture her?
She's not telling us.
I know she's not telling us, but... Okay, so... What is the plan? Just go as fast as we can and hope that the 5 hours is enough?
That's all we got. I mean, we can't exactly shake them off. We're in space. Yeah. They can sit, there's nothing to hide behind. We can't turn down a different street.
Yeah.
Okay. What we need is something that can attract all the space dust together to make it a much harder thing to get through.
You could throw something at the back. Do we have crybabies aren't going to work?
No. We need to disturb the nerve track pattern.
Did you take a look at her multipass to see who she actually is? See whether it's a fake one or anything?
I do so much. I'm tickering with the spare pass part.
Well, we can do the research. We can do research her and research the man. We didn't do that.
Well, it's only been a few hours since we've taken off, I guess.
Yeah.
We've got 2 weeks yet to get there.
Yeah.
I can have her singing within the 2 weeks, telling us everything if you want.
No. Okay. That will be too cruel.
No, it's just cruel enough.
No cruelty on this ship. For now.
I'll tell your father who you've locked in his room about this.
You can torture him if you want.
I do think you got the loot.
Torqued her too. They wanted to torque to you. Torque to you.
Oh, wow.
Okay, let's go do the research. I'm not good at research, so somebody else do it.
I'm watching the... I can't do any of that. I was watching the...
I will watch it for some time. Go research. Are you good at research, Caleb?
I can use the computers.
Don't make sleepy noises. Don't make everybody else.
Go try it.
Alright, where are you guys wanting to do your research at? Like the crew ensemble area, or do you want to be up with Barney, or...
Does it matter?
Yeah. I need to know where to put up the cameras and stuff so we can watch you. I've got to frame my shot.
I'll be sitting in the lounge area then with the cat on my lap and the computer then.
Nice. It's a homely scene then. Maybe. Mm-hmm.
I leave it around so the cat can jump on the keyboard and hopefully research better than me.
Okay. Possible. So,
I can't actually... What is the research skills in this case?
I can't remember.
Either under computers you can find it, or you can find it under cunning.
Cool to either way.
I know I'm a little new to the system.
Well done. give me separate research roles and shit. Actually, you can try to pool your shit with the research, because, you know, same topic. And you've got time. You've got 2 weeks.
Time is on my side.
Yes, it is. So, JJ and Jameis, make that cookie roll.
Next morning. Time, shower? It's like I saw the room. It was going... Money. Just written the
so a pair of shoes.
Is this over 2 weeks?
Yeah.
I could ask them what they're doing.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I don't know if you're going to be wanting to garter for the whole 2 weeks.
Could somebody else watch it?
Swapping in and out.
Thank you.
Lots of different things.
Yeah.
Sometimes somebody...
So what are you guys trying to research?
I'm looking at cat pics on YouTube.
The world's funniest, cutest cats is what he's actually, what the hardened killer is looking at.
My cat's better.
Mm-hmm. Your cat believes so too. He disdainfully ignores the YouTube.
So you're checking out kitty porn. What is everybody else watching? Researching?
I'm watching the cat.
It shows her on
nobody's
the
doing research.
Watching a picture of a crate.
Excellent.
All right. Well, I don't actually know if we did we get a name in the end.
Right now, okay. Well, wait a minute. Everybody's currently either watching the crate or in the galley doing the research. Yes.
Is this a for this day sort of thing? Because as I said, we're going to be swapping in and out.
Who's watching her? I don't
it's a pain in the ass because she's
don't
not going anywhere. I mean,
until somebody
frisk her yet, but
somebody is watching her. Somebody is watching the crate and the rest of
crate.
You can't just put a tag
great.
On the
JJ owns the crate. Sanskrit watches her because I think it'd be awkward for me to be like watching her in the shower. I mean, I'm okay with that duty if the captain orders it. By God, I'll do it.
No.
Right. So. During the shower time, Sanskrit is watching her. They're watching the crate. Somebody's checking out kitty porn. And allergic to it, apparently. Uh-huh. And the other person is researching what?
I have no idea at this point.
People.
Would you like to maybe research some more funniest cats from the Red Sun system?
If we have the multi-pass, I can open as such that.
I think she's got it in her purse thing, so.
Yeah.
We get it and look at it.
Yeah, then she's showering.
No problem. You go get her fucking multi-pass.
Hey, I got an idea. Mm-hmm. Why don't we do some research on her and research on the dude?
Because we don't know their names. Because
the multi-pass.
We know their picture.
Oh, yeah, they've got her multi-pass.
Multi-pass.
Well, she was married to him. There will be a record of him.
Multipass.
Right.
Do there research are trades on the multipass.
While they're busy looking up kitty porn and whatever the hell else they're doing.
Sure, Janice, give me your super engineering role for doing your thing on the multipass.
There are threes.
Yeah. Wow, you found dog porn. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much all you can find with your lousy pair of threes for digging through the thing is the shocking thing that her name is Mandy Brixton, and it lists her husband as her next of kin in case, you know, she's horribly maimed in a car accident, as Bernard Brixton.
Is there a photo of him somewhere?
No, on her multipass is a photo of her.
No, but we found the name of her husband, so...
Oh, yes. I'd need a research role to actually dig through
the
computer.
That I've got the names, we've got something we can research.
Big time. Yes.
Come, let us see what we can find out about these two people.
Two tens.
Wow.
I can throw in another ten.
Right.
Three tens.
Okay. On her husband, doing some good, solid research, and it's really awkward that you're having to keep the PCs mostly split up. You've started meeting in the cargo area, because...
Always an eye on that.
Right.
Then bring her in.
Then you get everybody there
actually,
except one.
There's cameras in the various guest rooms, so we could have Barney watch it.
Yes, you could. I was wondering if anybody would fucking think of that. And there's also...
You can just guess everyone in the rooms and they won't be doing anything.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, the last captain of the ship, he knew how to fucking deal with guests. But yeah, you could have Barney.
Locks on the doors or something?
You never actually looked. Do you have any kind of mechanical engineering?
I asked a bunch of times if there were locks on the doors.
None obvious.
Right, is it electronical locks?
I mean, like some sort of deep mechanical type of role.
I'm gonna fuck if I know. I think you're designed to explode.
Yeah? So anyway, all of you guys except for one, which we'll call the captain right now because she's busy doing whatever women do when
they're fighting in the shower.
I guess. So, okay, Bernard,
Look at like that's weird. I'm planning on doing that with JJ later.
Yeah. right. Searching the
in the shower with my cat.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Pretty much the most interesting thing on Bernard Brixton is that his history started 18 months ago. He popped into existence 18 months ago, type thing.
Hmm.
Holy crap. I do research on cloning.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a clone?
According to any basic research on cloning, there's the six-day law.
This is someone who's had a cover created for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's more likely than, you know, jumping to
cloning. It's a clone! It's a clone, damn it!
By the way, are you wanting to have Barney keep an eye on her? He can. And also, he could seal her into her room. Actually, you guys, I think the engineer may remember where the seal them into their fucking room switch is.
It's part of the entry to the
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I can't believe you guys
fucking thought it was just for the crew quarters. No. The guest quarters as well?
It's only for the guest quarters. From the crew quarters, you lock your room from the inside, maybe. Although, well, if you want it to be, because you've had time to fix it, because I think the captain actually took the locks off fucking all of his crewmen's doors because he might want special time with them. The guest quarters, you're able to lock from the hidden panel in the hallway. You remember the hidden fucking panel? Yep. You know? It had the gas canisters behind it, you know? And all that. And there you can fucking seal the guest into their guest quarters. Can't believe you forgot about that all this time. And you got a closed feed so Barney can actually watch her doing whatever the fuck it is she's doing while she's locked into her quarters, plotting your fucking overthrow from her handbag.
She's innocent. A lying whore, but innocent.
Sounds good.
Alright, done. Mm-hmm. You guys are all gathered around the fucking coffin, which has become like a pool table, but without the flat surface and the balls.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, him.
So, there you go. You're all talking in there, unless you want to be somewhere else. But given your...
Okay, did we find anything about Mandy?
Give me a research roll on Mandy.
I thought we were both at the same time.
Different people.
Yeah, we got 3 teams.
Huh?
Yeah. If you'd just gotten 2 tens, you'd have gotten that guy was in the shipping business. 3 tens, he sprang into existence 18 months ago.
Any pairs there, TJ?
I got a pair of twos.
Oh, there you go.
We got a pair of twos then. Hey.
No problem. Well, oddly enough, one of the strange things about her, married about 6 months ago, so new bride, and already getting the fucking Irish sunglasses. That was a quick fucking romance. And TJ thinks it over. He's like, yeah, it happens. Also, you did find a picture of her with the Hayatville 9. It's a sports team of 23 people who play a sport called Contact Quidditch. It's on suspensor boxes. Pretty much in special arenas designed to allow these hover boxes to fly higher and much faster. They do Quidditch with sticks for controlling the quaffle. It's like a game of stickball. It's fast and very brutal. There are normally various injuries, some deaths, and even the occasional decapitation, which the crowd loves during the course of the game.
Or black eyes.
Or black eyes?
Black eyes.
Oh, black eyes. Possible. She is shown with the team. However, she's not in a team jersey.
Hmm.
But
that's not a real sport. We switch off the computer. I don't know what you found. The scrap.
The entire team did seem very fond of her in the picture.
Were their names listed?
Yes. Yes. The entire team, absolutely. 23 names.
Anybody got anything interesting?
I asked PD if he knows about it, seeing as it's a violent sport, and he might know shit.
PD doesn't know anything about contact.
So where's she from, then?
Ah. She is apparently from the space station ZZ9042. They do have people living there. It's not like three guys sitting around masturbating all the time. I mean, they've got a small
community. Stupid idiots. Should have seen that earlier. They do fake IDs.
Mm-hmm. So does cock and balls, but he's cheaper.
Did you say cock and balls?
You need to get your hearing test.
What was that name? Cockamalls?
I got that cockamalls.
Why did you cockamalls for Mama? Adam Sandler.
I'll just double check.
It sounds familiar.
Yeah, what's his name? Oh, you know, Kakamov, yeah. Specializes in Black Ops. We don't know where he is. We've never met him.
Huh. So why are we bringing up Mr. Kakamov's?
He does fake IDs as well.
Is there any way to contact these people?
We went to tea at the people who did this.
Uh-huh.
Do you not remember?
Yeah, but is there a way to contact them?
No.
This is called the Cortex.
It would take longer than...
Alright, so, we're gonna get screwed on this deal, but, you know, things happen.
Mr. Cock and Balls would agree with you. What a great fucking name.
Hideous name.
Yeah. So is there anything else you guys were wishing to research or discuss?
Well, who is she? Was she the wife of the player? Was she manager?
Oh, no. She was the waffle girl.
They got married.
No, the guy she married, not on the team.
They got married.
The picture...
Where did they get married?
Oh, yeah. Apparently it was on Three Hills.
Who was present for the marriage?
Apparently mostly her side. You can find some marriage pictures and stuff where they got married.
Yeah.
Is the husband the dead man?
The dead guy? Yes. He looks better in the marriage photo, though.
Mm.
Life will do that to you, but
the odd thing is that the picture of her with the sports team was taken 2 months ago.
Hmm.
How the hell did we get this picture that quickly?
Well, you are right next to a giant fucking relay station for the Cortex, so right now your information's coming pretty quick.
No, we're in the middle of space on one of the space lanes.
Ah, well, there you go, then.
In fact, there is nothing between us when we go once around in space. You passed Harvest, and there's nothing at the Rubicon.
Oh, shit. No, I fucked up on something. Sorry, everybody take a card. Let's see. Jubilee, or whatever was the planet she was from, got married on blah, blah, blah. Not Three Hills.
Possible to have reached us in that time.
Yes, I fucked up. System. I suck. Same system.
So.
From the limited amount of information Jameis can extract, now you can try a forced extraction, but if you roll like another pair or some shit, you're probably going to fuck up and cause to, like, invalidate, error, etc., the multipass, which, since it isn't your multipass and you don't care if you cause someone else fucking pain and suffering after you get replaced, that's their problem, but you're not able to dig very deep on the multipass with the shitty roll. But you basically have to hack if you're wanting, like, computer hacking, if you're wanting to go deeper to get in past the defenses they
built. That's what I rolled before to do computer hacking.
Yeah, but you only got a pair, so you didn't get in very far. But you did pull up her picture and name and stuff, which is what you're...
Want me to help you? Copy.
Okay.
I think he said K as in Porque or... as
what? Spanish.
Yeah. Or, just Spanish. So, did you get any pairs?
Yeah, I got. I'm waiting for him.
Did you get any pairs on your hacking there, Jemis?
Do I give a new hacking roll? Or?
Yeah, yeah, you guys start fucking working on getting in deeper, but, okay. You know, you are holy.
I got a pair of 4 or a pair of 10.
You get any 10s?
No, he's good. Pair of 10s.
Okay, well, you're at a higher pair. This ID does seem to be valid. It you know.
So she's real. He's very questionable.
Yeah. I mean, if her ID is faked, it's really well done. I.e., somebody got more gobble dice than, you know, you got.
So, who did she actually marry? What is there on him?
Well, that's what I'm thinking is maybe that...
He's got 18 months of history. He was into shipping and stuff, as in, like, I got to go out and do shipping stuff.
Sorry, wait. When did she get married?
Six months ago.
And when did the guy pop up into existence?
18 months ago.
Right, so something was going on before that.
Presumably.
Yep.
So we need to talk to him.
He's dead.
Go for it.
No.
However, look, I go back in the back, pull him out of cry, and just start slapping the shit out of him. Talk to me, damn you!
Think him to be tortured now. Yeah.
Talk to. Not tortured. Talk to. He's going to be tortured. Are you sure I can't talk?
Yeah, if you can get any information out of him with torture now, I think it's probably from pushing on his chest and hearing him say, to blay.
Holy shit, you rolled 10 tens.
Yeah, 10 tens, I'll say you get something out of him. No, you're not going to get a lot out of him. He's mostly dead right now, or all the way dead. According to your medical thing, you think he is all the way dead. You don't think he's mostly dead, you think he's all the way dead.
What if I treated him like a cat and used veterinary medicine to get one of his 9 lives back?
Right.
What's the fucking...
Okay, that's when you need 11 tins.
Yes, there you go.
Maybe he's a robot, so Caleb can revive him.
If he's a robot, he's really poorly constructed.
Yeah. They put lots of organs and stuff in him with a pole.
I'll tell you whatever you want.
He's an android.
Hi, gang.
Don't slap the communicator.
It's me. I just wanted to let you know she's beating on the door and screaming, "Let me out. I want out." I think space madness, boss.
Oscar, bye.
Oh, well, hold on, please. Why? I want to go out and walk around. You can't keep me locked in here for the whole... Click. I think she just wants out to get around.
That'll cost you 2 non-lies.
Alright.
Everybody starts laughing like, yeah.
He says, alright, what would you like to know? Oh.
Well, let's go and talk to her then. Or someone go and talk to her while I stare at the books and Kate starts getting up again.
You hear him moodily say just before he switches off to me, nobody ever hangs out with me in the bridge. Just clicks it up.
What are you talking about? I'm pretty certain that Henry is sitting up there now, rigidly holding onto the controls.
Henry's locked into his own quarters, refusing to come out while all this insanity's going on. Apparently he's got flooding in his quarters, just like a little bit, but just enough to... Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's up to his nose.
I think the toilet's backed up. I hope that's a Snickers.
Oh, man.
All right, so who's going to go beat her? Talk to her.
Torque to her.
I just went to torque to you.
Does anybody actually know what we want to know from her?
I have no idea anymore.
At this point, I'd like to know why her husband, who she married, just showed up only 18 months ago on the universe's radar.
I don't know whether she knows that or not, though. I mean, that is the first question to ask.
She may not even know he only turned up 18 months ago.
Question number one.
Well,
question
number two. She knows something because she's lying about everything, and she knows that he has something important in him. She is going to sell him to the friend. So I think she knows something.
Has anybody checked the cryo thing for something other than the body?
Yes.
You did that already?
Yes.
We didn't go over it with
your chief engineer hasn't sunk in a couple of days yet.
Has the...
I wonder if he's got a full spot.
Has the ship doctor gone over the body to see if nothing has been added to the body?
No, the doctor is flooded.
Help me.
I mean, I can look over it, but again, we didn't want to look up poke too much in there in case it's...
I think that right now we... pretty much know what is going on, but we don't know the specifics, like if we are helping the good guys or if we are helping the bad guys.
So we don't know the important
if the good
things.
Guys were, if the good guys were following us, they would have talked to us.
True. That's true.
Maybe they are. Maybe we are just waiting for the Corvex wave to catch.
So is the robot looking at a flashing light the whole time? Huh, I
don't
know what that is.
I'll go check the communication, you go talk to her, because she's still probably slamming on the door.
I thought,
We stood here and talked, we did not do anything
He said that, and she responded.
Yeah, and then nothing happened, we stood here and talked some more.
People aren't
I'd like to know what...
People are irrational like that, yeah.
What's worth so much money...
You go and ask her where she's getting the cash from to pay us. What is Rubicon? What the fuck do they have on there that could be worth...
Has anybody researched Rubicon?
No, that's just what I'm suggesting.
She will say that she just gets the money from the friend and she doesn't know anything else.
Culture her.
Fuck finance.
No...
Tell her your stories about monsters and kills.
That's a good idea.
That's torture.
Oh, yeah. Why threaten him when you talk to him about fucking monsters that roam the ship looking for innocent victims?
As he says that, from right behind Caleb, you hear, reload! And then you hear, scraps, scraps. But everybody hears, scraps, scraps. Oh, it's Lil' Cat. He's over there looking for his dog. He's like, have you seen Scraps?
Go help them try to find scraps.
Okay.
No, do research.
I'm going to ask the lady how long did she know her husband before they got married.
Everybody give me a notice ship roll, please.
I'm off to the bridge, by the way. I'm not going to move into it.
No need for notice roll from you.
Is spotting type notice ship?
Yes, visual notice ship. Oh, you don't need to roll.
Pair of sevens.
Uh-huh. And, JJ? No?
I'm focused on the box and trying to work out where I should shoot it in the head. Should it turn into a zombie?
Excellent. Madeline, you notice that the really short guy who recently joined up your crew is sneaking away.
Where are you going?
Uh-huh.